In New Mexico, dozens of members of the National Guard have volunteered to work as substitute teachers. It's an effort to keep schools open in a state where hundreds of teachers have retired or quit during the pandemic, and where others have to isolate after being exposed to COVID. From member station KUNM, Alice Fordham reports.
In a sunny classroom in Pewaukee Valley Middle School, north of Santa Fe, a class of lively eighth graders is doing a reading exercise. And a National Guardsman in uniform paces around, peering over their shoulders. It's his second day as a substitute teacher, and his arrival caused quite a stir.
I went to one of my classes, and I saw him there. I was kind of shocked at first.
Student Joshua Villalobos says during the Omicron wave, many teachers have been absent.
It's pretty stressful now that there's COVID around in school, and there's a bunch of cases going around. And some people have to get quarantined.
He's okay with having a soldier teaching. He doesn't want school to close again. He didn't learn much remotely, and coming back was hard.
I was kind of nervous. Like, we got there, I didn't talk to nobody. None of us really knew each other. And, like, if the teacher called me, I wasn't really going to know what she's talking about, because I didn't learn anything.
One person from each table collect the paper.
The newly minted substitute teacher, Austin Alt, is 25 and has never taught a class in his life. He usually works as a lab technician. After a background check and a few hours of online training, his first assignment was band class.
I was anxious. I didn't know what to expect. The kids were very comforting, welcoming me in and very respectful and such. They showed me a lot about learning music as well, so it was a learning experience on both ends.
He volunteered after watching his younger brothers struggle with remote learning.
The online stuff just doesn't get to them correctly. And then it's also hard because some people don't have the internet.
More kids live in poverty here than in almost any other state. School principal Mario Vigil says the poorest children really suffer when schools close.
It was very difficult for our students to be home alone. We have families who are working class families who have one, possibly two, sometimes three jobs, and they're busy working and putting food on the table.
But keeping school open is getting harder as more teachers retire or quit, ground down by remote learning and by dealing with students affected by loneliness, hardship, or grief.
We're asking them to be counselors, we're asking them to be teachers, we're asking them to be caretakers. It's taxing for teachers, and I can see how our teachers are getting burnt out.
New Mexico now has a shortfall of more than 1,000 teachers. Still, not everyone thinks minimally trained volunteers are the solution. Some say what's needed is real professionals. And there are plans to recruit more teachers. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has proposed a big pay rise for educators. New Mexico ranks 32nd nationwide in average salary for teachers. But right now, during this crisis, Lujan Grisham has volunteered to be a sub herself and encouraged state employees as well as the National Guard to join her. After class, kids run to get on waiting buses. Students Hannah Sarmiento and Anna Daly Firo say they like the new substitute.
I kind of thought he was going to be, like, strict. It was actually kind of fun.
Life with no school was hard.
Very depressing.
Kind of sad because we didn't get to see our friends.
It's, like, very depressing.
And they hug and walk off together across the snowy schoolyard under the clear blue sky. For NPR News, I'm Alice Fordham in Pewaukee.